Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we explore in the Bible our topic for this week. And this week we're learning about Jesus as a healer. I shared yesterday that we'd be exploring a story where Jesus came into contact with two people who needed healing. And it wasn't a hands-off, aloof experience, but rather somewhere that Jesus actually went and got his hands dirty in a way that would not have been acceptable in his society. Here's the story we're going to be studying this week. While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly, the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. Well, yesterday I talked a little bit about the context in which Jesus lived and how there were a number of things in their law code they were to avoid. It wasn't just legalism. It wasn't just about following rules blindly for the sake of following rules, but it was meant to help preserve and keep their society safe from infectious diseases and other kinds of illnesses. So there were a number of provisions, some of them about hand washing, some about what they eat, but two in particular had to do with not coming into contact with blood, including menstrual fluid, and not coming into contact with a dead body. In this story, we see Jesus having encounters with both. When someone came into contact with these, they would need to go through a process to become clean again after having become unclean. This would involve washing their body, washing their clothes, and avoiding contact with others for about a day. Now, this wasn't something really uncommon. Of course, people found themselves unclean all the time for various reasons. Nobody was perfect, nobody was completely clean, and so this was something that people would go through regularly enough, but of course something they would rather avoid for religious reasons, but also for practical reasons. Imagine the lost productivity of having to go and do these rituals all the time to make yourself clean. So people would have avoided contact with the kinds of people that Jesus actually seems willing to have contact with. Jesus doesn't seem to be too concerned with whether he'll be clean or unclean. He goes right ahead and has contact, first of all, with this ruler and his daughter. This ruler comes to him desperate. This is a man who's an official of some kind and normally would carry himself with quite a bit of dignity. He would walk, not run, would speak calmly. He had a reputation to protect. And yet we find him desperate, running, throwing himself in front of Jesus and saying, "My daughter has died. Can you help me?" Here's a man in desperate need. He knows that there is no hope left in the world. His daughter is dead. He knows that there would normally be no hope at all, but he sees one possibility. If this Jesus, this traveling teacher who reports say has been healing people, can help his daughter, there might be a small chance that his daughter can live again. If you've got children, maybe you can appreciate the kind of desperation that this man would have experienced and his willingness to try anything and to throw away his dignity to do it. Well, Jesus seems willing to help because he decides to follow this man home and his disciples with him. And they start traveling towards the man's home when a woman intercepts them. There's a crowd all around Jesus, and this woman would not normally be allowed to go into that crowd because she's been dealing with an issue of blood for about 12 years. Now, this probably refers to some kind of internal bleeding related to her menstrual period, and it's been going on for a long time. So for 12 years, she's been dealing with some physical pain, yes. She's also been dealing with emotional pain and societal pain and spiritual pain of being perpetually unclean and nobody ever wanting to come near her and have contact with her. And if they did, they would run away and with frustration have to go and cleanse themselves yet again from their contact with an unclean woman. This woman has been ostracized for 12 years. This woman is in desperate need of some help. In kind of a parallel with the man we already heard about, who's also desperate for help. And she too turns to Jesus as her only hope. Maybe she's tried all kinds of other medical treatments and figures Jesus is the one last chance she's got. Maybe this traveling miracle worker can do something for her. And so she touches Jesus' clothes, believing that maybe they can heal her. Maybe just touching his clothes will be enough. And that leads us to today's question. I want you to think about and hopefully discuss with some friends, is she right? Can Jesus' clothes heal her? Have a great discussion. And I'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget, by the way, that we read the Bible in sync as a community too. So check our website or app to see what today's Bible reading is. Otherwise, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow as we explore the next part of this story.